from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Huh. Four jacks. Try to beat that one.
Okay. I got three aces. I win.
How do you win?
See? One, one, one. That's number one in my book.
Why, you little...
Uh-oh. Gotta go. Sun's coming out.
Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 111. And now, a man whose aces won him the title of Poker Snark, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina. Welcome to our 111th episode of Crystals Vintage Anywhere. Yeah, 111. Today is the fourth of our series of mini episodes, and today we are going to open up the suggestion box for the final Mass of Christmas. That's the Mass during the day. Following that, we'll do a brief reflection on the fifth of the O Antiphons, O Oriens, or O Sunrise. Let's now take our journey under the sun.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal's Vintage Anywhere suggestion box.
Before we open up our suggestion box, I have a very important announcement.
Da-da-da-dum.
I hereby declare that Krakowska Kielbasa has been appointed by yours truly as the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Okay, now we can finish off on our suggestion box for the Masses of Christmas. This final Mass being known as the Mass during the day. This is the Mass most commonly celebrated on Christmas morning. And for those who will be supplying music for the extraordinary form of the Mass, this is the one known as Third Mass. Also, in the extraordinary form of the Mass, for the Mass during the day, there is no Asparagus May since it is not on a Sunday. The Asparagus May, remember, is only on Sundays, and of course only at High Mass or higher. Also, the last Gospel is usually omitted on Christmas Mass during the day, since that is the Gospel that is proclaimed for that day in the Mass of the Catechumens anyways. And now, for all you cats doing the ordinary form of the Mass, well, here goes nothing. We'll start with the introit here. Pue natus es nobis et filius datus es nobis, cuius imperium super humerum eius, et vocabitur nomen eius, magni consolii angelus. Cantate Domino canticum novum quia mirabilia fecit. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Dominion is on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Angel of Great Counsel. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. I say, get your choir together for a good round of For Unto Us a Child is Born from Handel's Messiah. Of course, another nice one too, Unto Us a Boy is Born, using the tune Pue Nobis. You'll find this one in Worship 2. And I believe that one is at number 288. Also, if you have a St. Gregory hymnal handy, you might also want to check out number 311. Cantate Dominu Canticum Novum by Vincent Dundee, from which the introit verse comes from. The gradual. Viderunt omnes fines terrae salutari Dei nostri. Jubilate Deo omnis terra. Notum feci Dominus salutare sum. Ante conspectum gentium revelabit justitiam suam. All the earth, all the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Sing joyfully to God, all the earth. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. Psalm 98, or from the Vulgate or Douay Rhymes, 97. Now, the responsorial psalm is the first line of the gradual, if you're using the responsorial psalm option, that is. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. And that, of course, again, with 98 or 97, depending on which translation you're looking at, or the Latin. My favorite setting in English would be Alexander Pelequin's setting from around 1970-ish. This appears in the first of his two-volume Songs of Israel collection. He also has a full-blown score edition of the same setting, by the way, entitled Shout for Joy. Now for the Alleluia verse, it is exactly the same in both the Graduale and Lectionary options. Dies sanctificatus illuxit nobis, venite gentes et adorate Dominum, quia hodie descendit lux magna super tuam. A holy day has dawned upon us, come ye nations and adore the Lord. Today a great light has come down upon the earth. Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We all know where that comes from, right? Well, we can use it not in place of the Alleluia, but it can definitely function well as a hymn somewhere, in its proper slot where you can actually put a hymn. Incidentally, the final verse of the same hymn matches especially well with the gospel for this Mass. Now the offertory, Tuis sunt caeli et tua est terra, orbem terrarum et plenitudinem eius tu fundasti, justitia et judicium preparatio sedis tuae. Yours are the heavens and yours is the earth, the world and its fullness have been founded by you. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And this comes from Psalm 89 or from the Vulgate 88. The communion proper is exactly the same as the responsorial psalm antiphon. All the ends of the earth have seen the saving power of God. Viderunt omnes fines terrae salutare Dei nostri. And now for some additional hymns that have been suggested in the Cantica Nova website, and we'll leave a link for that on the show notes. Good Christian Men Rejoice, or its bastardized titles, Good Christian Friends Rejoice, or Good Christians All Rejoice. Set to the tune of In Dulci Jubilo. By the way, has anyone ever done an edition of this hymn which uses the line, Give ye heed to what we say, news, news, Jesus Christ is born today. I've seen that version, but not in a long time. And then there's How Great Our Joy. This one is in the Collegeville hymnal. However, I do remember doing something to the same tune in my high school chorus. A little paraphrase of the text. But it kind of had this really cool echo effect. How great our joy.
Great our joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
Praise we the Lord on high with joy.
Praise we the Lord on high with joy.
Something like that. Joy to the World, adapted from a Handel chorus. Many hymnals, by the way, will list this in the Scriptural Allusions Index under Psalm 98, though not directly related. Finally, my favorite Christmas chants of the Father's Love Begotten, sung to the mode 5 tune Divinum Mysterium, and Puer Natus in Bethlehem, sung to the mode 1 tune of the same name. Again, I'm going to leave that link in the show notes for the Cantica Nova planning pages for this Mass. And you can check out the many motets and other great stuff that they recommend. And we'll be back.
Anywhere.
Don't do this at church.
Hey, let's hit the fast forward button to see how funny the choir sounds. Don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Alley, Dig, iTunes, email, and our message boards. Today we present the fifth of the series of reflections on the O antiphons. The antiphon for this day is O Orient. Sunrise, splendor of light eternal and sun of righteousness. Come and enlighten those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Now, a prophecy from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shone. Another prophet chimes in. Malachi. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings.
Veni, veni, Oriens, sola re nos adveniens, noctis de pele nebulas, tirasque noctis tenebras. Gaude, gaude, Emmanuel, nascetur pro te Israel.
Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Bloggers' Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Christos Vinci the Blog has been nominated and running for the Best Religion Blog category. And Christos Vinci Anywhere has been nominated and running for the Best Podcast category. Links will be in the show notes. Would you consider giving us a vote, please? Pretty please. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in tomorrow as we reflect on the sixth of our O Antiphons. In the interim, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vinci Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and Oh yeah, the Christos Vinci Network. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vinci Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.